Recording in progress.
Just telling Zoe off the air. I went to Toronto on the weekend, and in my haste, I forgot to send our show to our friends at CJRO. I apologize. And I said I was going to send myself to my room as punishment, and you said there's a few things that I need to go to my room for. What else? Have I missed a memo somewhere?
You've been a little bit flaky on our show.
Not flaky, otherwise engaged.
No, I'm kidding, of course. Like, we're always looking to make progress. Probably sending our show off would help with progress.
Yeah.
But we did make a lot of personal progresses this weekend, and I'm very proud of us.
We did. We each had a really cool weekend. Let's begin with you, because your triumph is something I'm not allowed to do this. My wife has this unbelievable fear. What'd you do?
I falled my first tree this weekend. I learned how to cut down a tree with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I feel like I'm just going to be going up to the woods now and just swinging it around, just cutting whatever I want.
You don't just randomly walk up to trees, Zoe, and cut them down. No.
I wanted to abuse the power that was given to me.
I think Sue is just not like a snowblower. She doesn't want to touch it because it makes noise. The electric snowblower, she's fine with it because it's quieter, right? So I think, and plus you just hear horror stories about chainsaws. Now, did you do like the full face shield and, you know, knee pads and shin pads, the whole nine yards, all the safety stuff?
No. I definitely had obviously like some PPE on, like of course wearing like, you know, the glasses and stuff. Like, okay. I didn't want stuff in my eyes. That's what me staring at the eclipse today is going to be for. I'm not wasting my opportunity to see on that.
You're going to use some proper sunglasses for that, though, correct?
Yes, okay. I do have proper eclipse glasses. Right. Don't everyone worry. I'm not actually going to be staring at it. I was just making a joke.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and, you know, steel-toed boots, of course. But, yeah, I was just like driving the side-by-side around, like, you know, just getting in there, cutting things up,
nice.
You know, helping throw the wood in the woodshed, all that fun stuff. So, yes, I think Mr. Handsome and his dad will call me back to help again in the future. So, but I think they also had so much fun with us. They were like, maybe we should come up to the cottage and just, like, not have to do a huge day of work and just relax together.
Imagine that,
like,
going to a cottage to actually relax. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, try that sometime. I did something. Look, I admit I have very bad anxiety, and I do not do well in strange places, especially on my own. I'm okay when I've got a friend, or like Sue's really good. She loves the adventure of it. So going to Toronto on my own is just not something that I do. But my buddy Dan was going to be in Toronto, or is in Toronto, and he had a little bit of time on Friday night and was actually introducing a band on stage. So he's from Tarzan Dan is from Toronto. Now he's home in Calgary. So I thought, you know, I haven't seen him since the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hop on the train. I'm not going to drive into Toronto. I can't handle that. I got to Toronto, had a great time on Friday night. Dan's got a bit of a back injury. I have somehow injured my toe. We're going to get to that later on in the show. Weird injuries. I can't explain. I've got Toronto toe, I think. I don't know what happened, but I am like limping around. Zoe, it may be gout. I don't know.
Oh, God. What did you step in Toronto?
The water down around the harbor front.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Toronto's
not going to be very big fans of us if we're talking so much smack over here.
I would love to tell you that I got into something wild and crazy in Toronto. I didn't. I mean, we walked over and had a burger at a pub, and then we Ubered to, you know, where he was emceeing a concert. By the way, I discovered a really cool street in Toronto called Milky Way.
Ooh.
Do you know of Milky Way in Toronto? It's kind of actually an infamous street.
Maybe if you showed me sections of the street, but not off of the top.
I don't even
my
need
head.
To show you. I don't even need to show you. Rick Mercer. You know how he would walk through alleyways? They're all graffiti.
Oh, yes.
Milky Way is an alleyway that is all covered in graffiti, and it's one of the ones that Rick Mercer used to film in.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's so neat. Oh, that's awesome.
I need to get back to Toronto. I had a great time. And yeah, you were saying I should go when the Blue Jays are playing. I walked right past Rogers Stadium. Yeah. I'm kind of anxious to go back. Toronto's the real deal. You know, we sit here and we poo-poo it in Ottawa, but Toronto's got its own vibe. It's on a whole other level. I had a good time.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
It's no chainsaw, but you know.
Yeah. don't you don't find people swinging those around in Toronto very often.
I hope not.
Sure.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Today is sunny with a few clouds. That's good for the solar eclipse. Although, it is not at its fullest here in Ottawa. It starts at 2:11 p.m. The maximum magnitude of 98% will be reached at 3:25 p.m. It will be over at 4:35 p.m. Remember to cover your eyes with certified eclipse glasses. Welding goggles, sunglasses, or compact discs are not good enough. Never ever look directly at the sun without eye protection. The high this afternoon will be 16 degrees with only a 20% chance of precipitation. Tuesday morning is mainly sunny. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
So I mentioned I'm limping around with what I'm calling Toronto. Something's happened to my big toe on my right foot. I can't explain it. I think it's gout, you know. The only other thing it could be, we got a ride home from this concert, and I was wedged into the back of a Honda Civic, and guys my size do not do well in the front seat of a Honda Civic, let alone the back seat with two other people. So maybe something happened there. But I put it out to our audience. Let's start with you. Have you ever sustained a weird injury that you cannot explain?
I get like random bruises sometimes, and Mr. Handsome's like, "Hey, what's that bruise from?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And he's like, "Shouldn't you know?" And I'm like, "I don't like. I just."
But you do a lot of athletic stuff, so I mean that should not be uncommon.
But I'm sure he's kind of like, "But don't you remember where you whacked that spot to get the bruise?" And it's like. No, I run into so many things.
That's my problem right now. I wish I knew the story behind. We got into some serious tequila something, right? Like back to my days. Now I'm just an old man limping around.
Maybe it was the concert. Did someone step on your toe? Maybe.
No.
Because that's common for concerts.
Plus I was backstage, so I had even fewer people around. Backstage at a club. I mean,
take that up with my chainsaw.
I still had to buy my own drinks. A double shot of Jack and Coke set me back $18.50. Anyway, that hurts more than the toe. So I put it out to the listeners. Have you ever sustained a weird injury that you can't explain? Julie says she's pretty sure she broke her big toe at a pole dancing lesson.
Well, hope you at least learned something. Either don't go back or how not to break your toe in the future when going to the pole dancing.
Do they sell steel toe stilettos?
They might.
The clear ones with the little LED lights.
Is this the business venture we're going into together? Steel-toed stilettos.
We've had worse ideas than steel-toed stilettos.
It's true. We have had worse ideas.
Heather says she stepped on a darning needle and it broke in her foot. She had to have it surgically removed. Ooh.
Darning needle?
A darning needle.
Is that like something that's like for like crocheting or something or knitting? Like a knitting needle?
What's it called? You know, people do the tapestry, those little things they hang on the wall.
Yes.
So it's like a sewing needle, but bigger.
So it's like really sharp.
She says she's never got the feeling back. Sally says she sprained her wrist in her sleep once. Not ideal when your feet don't work. Sally's in a wheelchair, so she's
gotta
already,
quit.
She's gotta already. Quit pun.
Yeah, gotta quit punching your partner in the face while you sleep. It's not nice.
But I can see that because, you know, you tuck your arm in and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just roll
around. Oh, I wake up and, like, there's been a few times I've actually woken up and scared myself because I put my other hand under my pillow and I touched my arm, but it was so asleep that I was like, whose arm is this? And I have a bit of a panic for a moment going, like, who's in my bed with me? And then I'm like, I pull it out and I'm like, oh, it's just me.
I'm allowed to be in bed with me.
Yeah.
Weird injuries that you can't explain. Clint says the year was 1988. He was 16. His girlfriend at the time was 19. Where's this going? One of her friends had a sex thing party. Where you could buy oils, creams, and every other imaginable thing. Okay, this is going down an interesting path. My girlfriend at the time decided she was going to buy this Tiger Balm stuff and rub it all over me. Well, Tabaranaki says the slightest little breeze gave my jewels frostbite. Apparently, this was to enhance the experience. Well, mon Dieu, tabarnak, I don't remember crying being advertised on the bottle. Oh, my God. So basically,
isn't that
freezing.
For like muscle relaxing or like
pretty much
cuts and burns?
Like Robaxacet, but on your not back.
Why would they sell that at a sex? That sounds like misinformation.
That's kind of what he's hinting at. Anyway, yeah. Ouch.
Also, maybe you should have sued. Not your girlfriend, but the lady running that party.
Tara says she sneezed and dislocated her shoulder once. I can see that happening.
Mr. Handsome did that, but it was like his back. He was it a cough or a sneeze? One of those. But someone called his name and he went to turn and then like sneeze.
I think
and then
that happened just before I officially met him for the first time, did it not?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah. And he was stiff for a while. Poor guy.
Jen says, not super interesting, but I still have a scar on my leg from a tobogganing accident when I was 11, crashed into a tree. Well, at least you remember that. That's,
yeah. Yeah. Because if you were taboozing, then you probably wouldn't have remembered
taboozing.
That. Yeah.
You have the best terms. The best story I ever remember, my buddy two doors down growing up, his sister ended up in a cast from the tips of her fingers all the way up to her shoulder. She Ooh. Somehow broke the bone that goes between your wrist and your elbow.
Okay.
When she popped a balloon. I never did get the story as to how that happened exactly, but I remember the cast and I remember her telling that story.
Popped and then was like, and like whacked it on the wall.
Maybe.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
Yeah, we do. Short and sweet today, of course. The big news is the eclipse. So it begins around 2:15. A lot of confusion. People don't really, I guess they haven't gone through an eclipse. You've never gone through a solar eclipse, have you? You know, you're too young.
I think I did when I was younger. So the thing is that
probably
they
a lunar eclipse.
Maybe. I thought it was in the daytime, but I could be wrong.
No, it happens in the daytime, but there's a lunar eclipse where the sun moves in front of the moon, and then there's a solar eclipse where the moon moves in front of the sun. We haven't had a lunar eclipse since I was in grade, I want to say 4 or 5. I remember it very, very well. Anyway, it's a slow progression. So eventually, what happens is, okay, so as the Earth turns, the moon and the sun align, so around 2:15, you'll start seeing a bit of a shadow in front of the sun. Eventually, at 3:25, what they call the peak, the moon is fully in front of the sun and pretty much obscures it, except for a little ring of fire around the moon. And then, of course, the Earth keeps spinning and the moon moves off to the other side and it's all over by about 4:30. Anyway, make sure the glasses, if you're going to be looking at it, make sure they are legit. Try them ahead of time. If you can see things like your street and all the things around you, those are no good. Yeah, you want to be able to see
absolutely
nothing.
If you can't see anything and it's like you put on a welder's mask, you are good. You are good. Also, some ways to tell is I think it would be kind of reflective on the front, like a silvery reflective. And then when you look on the backside of them, they're black. So that's another way to tell if you have
basically
fake or real
ones. You can't see through them at all, except for like the brightest light. And that is the entire point. And there's been a couple of videos already, people who have admitted they've been completely ripped off. They've got the ISO logo on them and everything. Mm-hmm. Don't trust that. Make sure you try them before you look at the sun. And also, please don't point your phone at the sun. Apparently, that will fry the pixels on your phone. Yeah. So be careful with that.
I'm sure there's people who have paid a lot of money for really expensive lenses that you can look at their photos afterwards.
I've got a few friends who have cameras. Yep. This is their first time doing something like this. And I'm not pointing my camera at that ever. Nope.
Yep. I wish them luck. Let them put out the professional photos of this.
I'm just hoping.
Or NASA. Wait till NASA sets
there
up
you
some
go.
Photos.
Let's,
I'm sure they'll do it.
Let's look at their photos. If you missed it over the weekend, the Sens, they lost to New Jersey, then they won one the other night. But in that New Jersey game, Brady Tkachuk had 16 hits. He was on fire. He was angry. 16 hits, by the way, the most ever in an NHL game. That's crazy.
I mean, after watching them play the Florida Panthers and that shutout of 6-0, they should be a little bit angry.
Yes, they should. I wish we could figure out how to make that fire translate into some goals. But anyway, next year, right?
It's okay. I got to drink a bunch of wine while I watched the dismay happen.
There you go. Hey, Ottawa Public Health needs provincial funding to hire 6 new food inspectors so they can keep up with inspections. Apparently, the number of businesses that sell food has increased to the point where we need 6 new food inspectors. Would you do that job, food inspector?
I mean, I feel like it kind of like falls within my wheelhouse, but then would ruin my appetite for going to any restaurant.
Yeah, for sure. I think you're confusing food inspector with food reviewer, though.
No, I know, but I would just be like super excited being like, oh, I love this place. I love going to it. And then I see the back room and I'm like, oh, dear Lord, I am never eating here again. Like,
ugh. I'm going to lump this into our news nuggets just because, A, their patio is open. B, the food there is fantastic, but Randy at Petit Bill's Bistro at 1293 Wellington Street just informed us that his patio is open today. So there you go.
Oh, it's smaller than it has been. Would you like some people to record from it? Because right? We'd love to come by.
Yeah, we would.
Just saying.
Yeah.
We're right by Wellington.
We could celebrate the end of the eclipse with some wine on his patio.
Yeah, and just sit there in our shades.
Right.
Looking cool. About it.
Yeah. Yours that are legit and mine that I can see through. Finally, Cedar Hill Golf and Country Club, just north of Barhaven.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, my dad used to be a member there. I've golfed there a few times myself. Great little golf course. They're trying to get out of the contract they signed when the land was purchased in 1980 for $1. Remember, this happened a little while ago in Kanata, and the residents got pretty upset. They bought a house backing onto a golf course, and now they want to get out of the golf course business, etc. So the contract requires the golf club to operate in perpetuity or be handed over to the city. A judge sent the city and the course to mediation rather than to void the contract. So a lot of nervous folks living in and around Cedar Hill.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense, though. Like, golf courses have become less and less.
There's more of them, and when you think of what you pay in property taxes, like,
yeah, exactly,
that's a massive parcel of
maintenance
land.
Maintenance costs, water bills, upkeep, like, all of it has made these, you know, places not actually, they're not seeing any return on their investment.
And
like,
how long
so
are you
they're
open
not
for?
Making
like
any money.
May to September, if you're lucky, maybe.
Yeah, and also crazy. All the people backing onto the golf course, maybe your insurance would go down if you didn't back onto a golf course. I don't know.
That certainly would. It certainly would. If I'm the one at the tee, I've
dropped a few very close to some windows. Straight through your window. Like, I hope it's like at least triple pain.
I couldn't live on a golf course. That would drive me crazy. No. I'd be so afraid of that all the time.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Authenticity isn't about being unique. It's about being true to yourself. It means staying true to who you are, what you believe, and where you come from, rather than working real hard to stand out for the sake of standing out, or even just to fit in. It's about honesty and integrity in your actions and your words, aligning them with your true self. So ask yourself, are you being true to yourself in all your interactions with others? Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Oh my gosh, Zoe, we haven't done this in so long.
I know.
Let's get it. Woo-hoo!
Here we go.
Back in my day.
The Back in My Day battle, as we take you back to, well, anywhere from 1969 through to today, in my case, and from, what, 2000-something in your case to today?
Yeah, I guess I started remembering things in 2000. I was only 5.
All right, fair enough. What is the score, by the way? I'm kind of putting you on the spot. Do you have this? Of course you have the score.
Yes, I do have the score. It is 25 for me, 21 for you. So
okay, all right.
Not far, not close, though.
Back in my day, there was a gadget called the clapper. What is the clapper?
Oh, you would just like clap and then the lights would turn off.
Damn it.
Clap, 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 clap.
Clap on. Clap off the clapper. Yeah. I really thought I had you with that one. Dang.
Oh, I'm all sorry. Right. Back in my day, people were obsessed with Crackle. What was Crackle?
Wasn't Crackle, it's like a glue or a paste that you would put on things and then it would dry and it would literally like crack. And you could do like, well, the point of that, I don't know, but that's what Crackle was.
Yes, it was nail polish, basically, that you would put the overcoat on, and it was called crackle overcoat.
Yes.
And it would break into chunks. So you would put like pink, and then you would put like the black crackle on top so that you'd see the pink through the black crackle. So
fashion gets
weird.
I'd give
that to you. Yeah.
Most generous moment in the history of the show. Thank you, Zoe Thorne.
Oh, no problem. I think also, is this the first time we've like tied? No. We've probably tied before.
One of the few, anyway. For sure.
Yeah.
Off the air, we were just talking about crackle and how Zoe was afraid that I would get that because I've done drag. I've only done drag like 3 times. You know that, right?
Yeah, but it was like, I just thought if I said crackle overcoat, you would have known right away that it was nail polish. So I was like, I'm just going to keep it to the word crackle and see if he can get close enough to it.
You give me way too much credit.
I don't know. Maybe I was like overcoat, nail polish. Like he's done drag. Like this could be.
Also, every time I've done drag, I've had someone do my makeup and stuff for me. I am just, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a mess is what I am. I just go
Welcome
with the punches.
To the club, girlfriend. Welcome to the club.
I've had so many people request that I do drag again. I don't know if I can now that I've injured my toe. I can't imagine putting on a high-heeled shoe.
Oh gosh, no, definitely avoid that for a few weeks.
I'd like to lose a couple hundred pounds before I get back into doing drag again. But you know what? Never say never. We've talked about that actually for comedy nights on Tuesdays. Were you there when we talked about doing a drag comedy night?
No, but we definitely should do that. And I would absolutely join.
How would that work? I wonder. Do we get all the comedians to dress up in drag and tell jokes? Or just people show up in drag and take
it? Or the MC person is in drag?
I'm not sure how Tavis feels about that.
Or I wonder how many like drag people who do drag in Ottawa could also be comedians too?
That's a good question. I mean, like drag is very campy and drag queen I've ever worked with.
Love leaning into a good joke, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They've all got this little repertoire and these, you know, quick little comeback lines, but that's very different from actually doing like a comedy set. Oh, I'm going to put that out there. I want to find out.
Yeah, but I definitely know that there was like a few off of RuPaul's Drag Race who have made like comedy careers. Like they found out, like not found out on the show, but they were like, you're really funny, like on the show, like you should lean into doing drag and comedy.
That's how I ended up in a really bad situation doing stand-up comedy. Somebody found me very, very funny and very, very quick. And
in fact,
you know, I've said that to you too. You're very funny and very quick, but being funny and quick doesn't necessarily translate well to a comedy stage. So I was working media relations for a nonprofit, and it was one of the consultants that was part of things said, you're very funny. I love your impersonations. I run the Dorval Winter Carnival. You should come and do a stand-up. So I wrote this whole routine. This is like 1992 at the height of like really angry separation politics between Quebec and the rest of Canada. Like it was, you know, next to the FLQ crisis back in the 70s. Like this was the most explosive that situation's ever been. And so I go into Dorval, which is essentially Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
My first time ever on stage to do comedy. Zoe, I had on lime green pants, an orange belt, a pink t-shirt. I think my shoes were yellow. Like, it was just, you know, hi, I'm here to be funny. No, it wasn't. And the first words out of my mouth in Montreal, in like the height of this separation crisis. Hi, it's nice to be here in Quebec, but boy, I cannot wait until your province separates, because then my drive to the East Coast will be so much shorter. I couldn't get out of Quebec fast enough.
Yeah, they were probably chasing you with the torches.
We went down a weird path. Anyway, this is Yao. It's your Ottawa webcast. If you are someone who does drag and comedy, please, we'd like to hear from you, and I'd love to put a comedy show together featuring you. Text us, if you would, 613-604-6464 or yaoshow.ca. Well, that concludes the Monday edition of Yao, your Ottawa webcast, on the air in the 2 o'clock hour on blasttheradio.com. So yes, listener. I'm doing math in my head while talking because we record the show at noon. It doesn't air until 2 o'clock. So, the eclipse is underway.
Yeah. Math is already hard to do without talking. So I understand.
No kidding, right?
I feel you.
So the peak time, when the moon will be completely in front of the sun. And I guess in Ottawa, we're in like the 95%.
I saw 99 today. Well, okay. That's what, sorry, our health and safety person said, 99%. So
somewhere in there. Again, math is somewhere clearly not our forte, but 325 is the peak. And then it'll all be done by 4:30 by the time you get home and crack open a bottle of wine or something to sit on the deck.
Nice. Perfect. I want that sun back before we lose it again.
And then no solar eclipses again until the year 2044, 20 years from now. And that will be the people in Western Canada and Western parts of the United States will have the best opportunity to see that one.
Nice. I will be 48 and probably won't care.
I'll be dead and gone. Oh, on that cheery note, let's sign. On that cheery note, let's sign things off for your Monday edition of Yow, your Ottawa webcast. We are on Spotify. Share us with a friend if you'd like. We would really appreciate that. The more people that know about the show. And of course, if there's something going on in your world and you are in Ottawa, we would love to have you on and spread the word about whatever you've got going on. So get in touch at yowshow.ca.
If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.